Listening Library presents The Key That Swallowed Joey Pigza by Jack Gantos. This is Jack Gantos. Chapter 1 House of Pigza. I'm Joey Pigza, and here I am again back in my Roachy Row house on Plum Street, and living my whole wired past, present, and future all at the same time. I'm sure I need a triple med patch for living the hop, skip, and a jump life I lead, but at the moment, the house seems to have used them all up. A few weeks ago, Mom slipped into one of her drifty moods and hid my meds, or maybe she just said she hid what's left of them, because we don't have the cash to pay for more. Who knows what she did, because when she's spacey, her memory gets all fluffy like skywriting that fades away for good. But she keeps telling me not to worry because my meds are in a baby-safe place, and that when she gets all drifty again, she'll remember where they are. I don't blame her for wanting to keep my meds out of harm's way, because she doesn't want baby Carter Jr. getting into them by accident. He's the opposite of me, and if he got a hold of my meds, I figured he'd get wired up and start zooming around the baseboards doing wheelies like a psycho baby in diapers. Or else, he'd be taking a zonked-out snooze for a few months like a bear cub in hibernation. I'm not really sure what my meds would do to him, but either way we'd have to call 911 for an ambulance, and the next thing you know, the child welfare people would haul Mom away for being a dud mom. I don't want that to take place, but my clock is ticking, and without my meds, who knows what kind of meltdown I might have in this roached-out house. In fact, it seems all the bad things in my life started right here in this crazy house on Plum Street.